Welcome to installment number 333 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, continuing with the laws of mourning. This prohibition 167 is that a Kohen Gadol, the high priest, is not allowed to enter under a tent or roof where a dead body or part thereof is present. As we mentioned in yesterday's commandment, as well as in our lengthy discussion of the laws of Tumas Meis, there are many types of impurity which can affect people. The most severe type of impurity, and again here we are speaking about a spiritual impurity, spiritual tuma, is the type of impurity rendered and conveyed by a dead body. This in Jewish law is known as avi aves hatuma, a primary source of impurity. This can render a person impure, even or a vessel impure, and this is the reason why Kohanim today are not allowed to go to cemeteries and so on. There are many ways in which this impurity of a dead body distinguishes itself from other forms of impurity. One of them is, whereas we find in other forms of impurity, a person can become impure by touching someone or something, or by carrying something even without touching it, we find a unique type of impurity by Tumas Meis, a dead body. And this is that even someone that doesn't touch it or carry it, if they find themselves in the same building or under the same roof, a common roof, as the dead body, they become impure. The law is, therefore, that a Kohen may not be under the same roof as a dead body or a part thereof, which is why Kohenim are not allowed in general in hospitals today. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, he has two separate prohibitions. He has one prohibition, not to come in contact with a dead body, either through touching it or carrying it, and a separate prohibition, prohibition 167, through being under the roof with a dead body. Now this prohibition in general applies to a Kohen, a regular Kohen as well. The only difference is, as we will see in tomorrow's Shir of Sefer HaMitzvahs, that by a Kohen, he only has one of the 613 commandments he is violating, since there is only one verse regarding him mentioned in the Chumash. But since there are two separate expressions given in the Chumash, for the high priest, he has two separate violations of the 613 commandments. The Rambam explains that this derives from the book of Leviticus, chapter 21, verse 11, which, as we discussed yesterday, has two halves. The first half of the verse says, "Va'al kol nafshis meis layave," unto any dead soul, any dead body, you may not enter. The second half of the verse states, "La'avivu le'imari lo yitama," that even for his father or mother he must not become impure. As the law is, as we explained yesterday, that a regular Kohen can participate in the burial of his immediate relatives. However, a Kohen Gadol, the high priest, may not become impure even for them. In any case, we have two halves of the verse. The first half that Rambam explains comes to teach us our prohibition today, prohibition 167. This is the prohibition, lo yaveh, you may not enter to the place of impurity. This is referring to going under a roof or in the same building where the dead body is residing. The second half of the verse, which says, lo yitama, you must not become impure, is speaking about a separate type of impurity, becoming impure by touching or carrying the dead body. How do we know that this is not all one commandment, that the one verse is one commandment, saying, do not come to a place of impurity, because you will become tame, because you will become impure? Perhaps the second half of the verse merely explains the first. As the Rambam explained yesterday, we might think so, if not for the Sifra, in the Oral Torah, which explains that the two verses are written, or the two halves of the verse, come to teach us two separate violations. And a person who was a Kohen Gadol could get both violations, one for entering into the place of impurity underneath a tent, and another for touching or carrying the dead body. As with most biblical prohibitions, the penalty or the punishment for violating this commandment is malchus, is lashes. And the Kohen Gadol, who makes himself impure, even if it's for the burial of one of his parents, is given lashes by law of the Torah for violating this commandment. The Chinuch gives a profound explanation about why it is that a Kohen Gadol may not become impure even for his parents. and even for his immediate relatives. The explanation is, as we gave some of this yesterday, is that a Kohen represents a level which is completely higher than any impurity. In reality, the Kohen himself should not be allowed to become impure, even from his relatives. But as the Chinuch explains, the Torah had mercy, he had pity on the Kohen. Since he is so broken, having lost his immediate relative, this would be cruelty to the Kohen, not to allow him to participate in the funeral and the burial. Therefore, although he represents a level where he is completely singled out and elevated above the rest of the Jewish people, whereas he should have no connection with impurity, nevertheless, since it is a pity on him, the Torah has mercy and allows him to vent his feelings and express his sorrow by participating in the funeral of his immediate relative. Why then does the Torah not have pity or mercy on the Kohen Gadol, the high priest? For this, the Chinuch gives an amazing explanation. He says that the Kohen Gadol is a person who has already, in a way, separated himself. He is removed from the world. That as a result of his incredible holiness and purity, it is as if he stands among the angels. As it is on the day of Yom Kippur, that he is the only human being who is allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. As explained in Jewish writings, that there was an intense revelation of godliness there in the Holy of Holies. And only someone who was in a tremendously high level of purification was able to enter such a holy place and emerge alive. In fact, there were many times in Jewish history where a high priest who had not reached the sufficient level of sanctity would enter the Holy of Holies and never emerge. He would die there as a result of the intense revelation of holiness. So a real Kohen Gadol is someone who has elevated himself above the level of the world. He no longer has a connection with physical things. He has, so to speak, forgotten about the physical world. He is removed from it. He has become a different sort of human being, a different sort of creature, almost as if he is above the physical world and among the angels. Therefore, the Chinuch says that the Kohen does not feel sorrow per se, as a regular Kohen feels sorrow when he has lost a close relative. And the reason is that the Kohen Gadol has become separated from his relative when he is still alive. When the Kohen Gadol devotes his life to service of Hashem and devotes his life to spirituality and to a tremendous closeness to the infinite light of Hashem, once he has made that decision and separated himself from the physical world, at that point he has become separated from his father and mother. At that point he has become separated from his close relatives. The reason is not that he no longer loves them, but he is no longer in the physical realm. He is already in the spiritual realm. He has separated himself from them at that point. Later on, when they die from this physical world, he is not as much affected. His main separation from them, his main parting has already taken place. And therefore, it's not so much of a shock to him once they pass away, since he has already elevated himself above the physical world. And that perhaps we could say, although the Chinuch doesn't say explicitly, perhaps when they leave the physical world, in fact, they are coming closer to the Kohen Gadol, because he is now on such a spiritual level that when the body dies, and the soul becomes separated from the body, and the soul goes up to the heavens, he can have a closer contact with the soul even than he had before. Because as he stood in the spiritual realm, and they stood in the physical realm, now then the soul has become separated from the body and joined the high priest on his spiritual level. Therefore, concludes the Chinuch, that although the Torah had mercy on the feelings of a regular Kohen, and therefore allowed himself to become impure for his close relatives, the Torah does not do so for a Kohen Gadol, because on him there's no mercy, there's no pity. He is not so much bothered and not so much broken and torn apart as a regular Kohen, because in any case the Kohen Gadol is higher from the world and is not so much threatened and not so much broken and affected by the death here in the physical world, since he has more of an appreciation and more of a connection with the eternal value of the soul, and the fact that life which has been given to the neshama is an eternal life, and it remains connected with Hashem, connected with God, even in death. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.